This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli airstrike destroyed a UN school building housing displaced Palestinians on Wednesday. The airstrike hit the school building and smoke was seen rising as people rushed to the scene searching for their children. Many Palestinians were seeking shelter on Wednesday after fleeing their homes in southern Gaza as Israel pressed on with its military offensive in the densely populated enclave. U.S. President Joe Biden insisted again on Wednesday he is staying in the election race, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if the president is stepping down after his debate performance last week.
Absolutely not. He's moving forward as being president. He's moving forward with his campaign, as his campaign has been very, very clear about that.
A top aide quoted the president as saying in a campaign conference call, "I am running. I am the leader of the Democratic Party. No one is pushing me out. But alternatives are still being discussed by Democrats." A longtime Biden ally, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, says he would back a mini primary leading up to next month's Democratic convention if Biden were to leave the race. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille told the UN Security Council on Wednesday the arrival of the first Kenyan police officers under a UN-backed mission marked a critical stage to restoring security in a country ravaged by gang violence. Conille told diplomats in New York, quote, "Haiti is currently at a critical point with 12,000 armed individuals holding a population of 12 million hostage." Some 200 Kenyan police arrived in Haiti last week as part of the long-delayed mission mandated to help national police fight armed gangs.